Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's afternoon news, 720 WGN. It's National Dog Day. I just couldn't live this life without dogs. I only have three, but if I had a husband who would let me have 10, that's probably how many I would have. Just a dog lover. But honestly, I did not know there was such a thing as doggy dementia. It's a real thing. I saw an article about it today, and I thought, I've got to talk about this. They say it's an unfortunate reality, but many dog owners will be facing it, especially if their dog's breed lives 10 years or more. It's a new study that is part of the Dog Aging Project, and they found that the risk of developing cognitive issues rises 52% each year after the age of 10 in many dogs. Joe Brand, do you have a dog?
I always grew up with a dog, but I actually have a cat now.
Well, they call this canine cognitive decline, and apparently it happens in cats as well. Maybe you just don't notice it as much. They say a lot of pet owners just think their dogs are slowing down. They just don't realize that you think it's a variety of things. And let's jump over to the phone to Kelly. Kelly, you sent in a text. You had a dog that passed from doggy dementia?
Yes, we did. Our Wrigley. Yeah, he was 15-year-old, Lhasa Apso, and it was a quick decline. It wasn't spread over, a year or two. He was fine, and then all of a sudden, he wouldn't sleep. And he would just walk along the walls. And then he would try to get out of places that were, like how they scratch. He tried to scratch through the closet. He got very confused. It was terrible. He wouldn't sleep.
They say that's one of the signs. And they say dogs with a history of neurological eye or ear disorders have a higher risk of cognitive decline. Did he always have eye infections or ear infections?
He had ear infections because of the hair, because of the way his ears were, and he had hairy ears. Little lassos are all sorts of hairy.
Mm-hmm. And so what did the vet say? I mean, they actually diagnosed him as having cognitive decline?
They did a bunch of blood work, and everything came back fine. But he goes, I call it doggy dementia. So they put him on a drug. They said, let's try it for 2 weeks. And they said it was a Parkinson's drug when we picked it up at Walgreens.
Huh.
And it seemed to work for a day or two. And then he just got really bad. Then he lost. He had never up until this point lost control of anything. Yeah. And then all of a sudden he did. So we took him to the vet, and the vet said, "We're not running anything else on him."
Oh. He's 15. I'm so sorry. I've never had a dog live to be 15.
Took him, and it was heartbreaking because he was my father-in-law's best pal.
Hmm.
He was his best pal, and it's still weird that he's not there.
Right.
But the vet said there's no reason to do any more x-rays or scans. He goes, this is what it is. This is the reality. And they were wonderful. They gave my husband all the time in the world. The vet tech that came in brought him, but now he wouldn't eat. That's when you started to really notice it, is they stopped eating and drinking. But she brought in her leftover fettuccine Alfredo, and he ate it. And he ate it, and then just peacefully went to sleep. And,
Yeah, I know. I've been there. I know. Kelly, I'm so sorry. Thank you for sharing your story. I want to jump over to Mary. The studies show that mental activity and exercise are important for a dog's mental well-being, just as it is for humans. But you should turn to things like food puzzles or toys that hide treats, that make them push or jiggle. Or they say those activities just help dogs and cats' brains stay engaged. And Mary, you had a dog with dog dementia too?
I did. he probably suffered for about 2 years. In between that 13 to almost 15, he was a rat terrier. His name was Smirnoff.
Wait a second. Do you like vodka? Are you a vodka drinker? Are you a martini person?
I'm a cranberry and vodka.
Okay. Cranberry and Smirnoff. Okay, carry on.
You know, for him, it kind of came on slowly, and then once it really set in, we really started seeing some stuff. I had some experience with dementia because my father had it. So before I knew that the dog was suffering from it, I would make comments like, wow, reminds me of my dad. My dad had issues with the sundowner syndrome, that restlessness. He was in a nursing home and would walk the halls and just pace back and forth. I started seeing that in the dog. I had a dog who would snuggle with us in bed for 12, 13 years and suddenly chose not to come upstairs. And you can hear him all through the night, just pittering, pattering down on the lower level, walking the hallways, just very unsettled. Then we started seeing him get stuck in kind of awkward places. We'd find him in the powder room, stuck between the wall and the toilet, just very vacantly standing, staring, not sure how to motor plan himself out. So we would, you know, snag him out of there. And then he'd have some really great days. He'd be back to himself for a while, and everything would be fine. And then it seems like he would have, you know, some other days. And like I said, it just reminded me a lot of what we experienced with my dad. We did go to a vet, our vet for years. We checked for Cushing's. We checked for Addison's disease. He did have a thyroid issue, but it was under control with simple pill every day. So we just gave him lots of love and patience, and I ended up hiring a person to come in twice a day while my husband and I were at work, just to check on him, take him for a walk, kind of stimulate him out in the yard, and we just gave him lots of love and patience.
That's what it's all about. It sounds just like when people get it. That is so stunning. I didn't know there was such a thing as doggy dementia. Thanks for sharing your story,
yeah.
Mary.
Thanks.
There are meds for it, so check in with your vet. It's 345. Five cars that are available today will not be available in 2023. We'll find out what they are. That's coming up next. But first, a check on weather and traffic with Mary.
Little GTO, you're really looking fine. Three deuces and a pole.
Joseph Yoon is going to join us in just a second. He is from Edmonds, and there are five cars that are not going to be around next year. Shout out to John Williams. He was actually listening when Elise was on and said, hey, this is why they go to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. But of course, I just looked at my phone now because I'm intrigued about this doggy dementia story. More people are texting in. One said, our beautiful standard poodle developed dementia, kept running away from us, was so frightened, and she had repeated ear infections. That's what they say. If your dog has ear infections, eye infections, neurological disorders, that leads to the onset of dementia. And Sue, I understand you are visually impaired. You rely on your dog, and your service dog got dementia?
After she retired, yes. She was 12, which is really old for a dog to work. She had worked 10 and a half years. And after she did not go into retirement gracefully, and about a year and a half into her retirement, I started realizing she was doing things that she normally would never do. I was telling your producer that when I would be like at a checkout counter, our dogs are supposed to be at our left side. And when I'd be checking out, she'd move in front of me and sit parallel to the checkout counter, but she never sit and face the counter. And I started finding her in my kitchen, facing the kitchen cabinets, in the bathroom, facing the bathtub, which are all things she never would have done.
Amazing.
And so we took her to the
vet. And tell me about dog retirement. So the service dogs only work a certain amount of time, and then they officially go into retirement, but you keep that dog as a pet?
If I choose to keep her as a pet, I can, and I chose to keep, because she was my very first dog, so I kept her as a pet.
Aww.
And so, a friend took me to the vet to have her checked out, and the vet actually had a questionnaire. And as a, you know, since I'm visually impaired, I didn't know everything she was doing, but of the questions I could answer, she was borderline dementia. So they assumed there were other things she was doing that put her full into dementia. And she lasted about 6 months after that.
Yeah, everybody has said it's a pretty quick decline. Thank you for sharing your story, Sue.